We continue our discussion today, inshallah. We had discussed last week on the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we discussed Qasim and Abdullah and Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala. Today we discuss the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is unanimously considered to be the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was born 10 years before Nubuwat, before Nabi Kareem became a Nabi. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was born. She embraced Islam and she was married to her maternal cousin Abu al-As bin Rabi', my respected mothers and elders and our students. You will recall we gave a detailed account, a discussion on this nikah. It was permissible at that time. Abu al-As bin Rabi' was not a believer, but such a nikah was permissible in the initial period of Islam until the laws of nikah came down. And she was still living in Makkah with him. She could not make the hijrat at that time. She only made hijrat after the battle of Badr. And I will just very quickly run through that incident where the Quraysh had gone to Abu al-As bin Rabi', who was the cousin of Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they would keep on telling him that, why don't you divorce Muhammad's daughter sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why don't you divorce Zainab? See, Abu Lahab, his sons, they divorced the other daughters, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum. If you recall the tafsir of Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, Suratul Lahab, Abu Lahab. So why don't you also divorce her? And we'll get you married to a woman of your choice. Abu al-As bin Rabi, despite not having iman at that time, he used to bluntly refuse to do so. And he would say, in comparison to a noble woman as Zainab, I will never fancy any other woman. Allahu Akbar. She was the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her tarbiyat was made. She was so pious, so righteous. She had excellent akhlaq. That even though Abu al-As bin Rabi was not a believer at that time, he would not part from Zainab and he would never give her a divorce. It so happens that the Quraysh, they leave for battle of Badr. Abu al-As bin Rabi also joins them. He's taken as a captive, he's a prisoner of war. He's captured by the Muslims. And you know the whole story of the ransom, that they had to, the Quraysh had to pay ransom in lieu of their family members. And when it came to the turn of Abu al-As bin Rabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the father-in-law. Abu al-As, where is your ransom? Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha is in Makkah. She's a believer. Her husband fought on the side of the enemy against her father, against the Muslims. But she sends his ransom. And what was it? It was a necklace that was given to her as a wedding gift by her mother, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. It had belonged to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. She gave this necklace over to Zainab on her nikah day to release her husband Abu al-As bin Rabi. Now she gives this necklace. My respected mothers and elders, if you recall that, and this story really brings tears to my eyes, wallah, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he looked at that necklace of Khadija, the moment his glance fell onto the necklace, his eyes welled up with tears in memory of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry. He shed tears. Sahaba looked at him. Ya Rasulullah, everything okay? What is the matter? He says, this is the necklace of my Khadija. If you consider it okay and appropriate, can I return this necklace to Zainab? And I can release Abu al-As bin Rabi, but on condition that when he goes back, he must send my Zainab to Madinah and let her make the hijrat. So this request is accepted. Of course, Abu al-As bin Rabi wanted his ransom, so the necklace is given back and he is freed, and Zainab radiallahu ta'ala is now being prepared to come to her father in Madinah. And whilst this is happening now, she's leaving in the middle of the afternoon. Abu al-As bin Rabi had sent his brother Kinana to take Zainab across to Madinah. And as he's still coming out, and Zainab is mounted on a camel, and Abu al-As, Kinana, the brother of Abu al-As bin Rabi, he's got his bow and arrow and he sets out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved daughter, just picture this. Coming out of Makkah, it's hot, midday. Some of the Quraysh see this. They become enraged. Abu Sufyan and a few other chieftains, they go to this Mount Tuwa, and they try and stop the camel from going any further. And they say, we have no reason to prevent Muhammad's daughter, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't care if she goes to Madina, but to go so brazenly in this way is insulting us, demeaning to us. Why don't you return to Makkah now and leave in the darkness of the night? So Kinana said, okay. But before anything would happen, there was another person by the name of Habbar bin Aswad. Respected mothers and elders, Habbar bin Aswad is an enemy. He's a disbeliever at this time. He blocks the passage of the camel. He stops the camel from going forward. And he begins to threaten Zainab radiallahu anha. And he begins to poke this camel to such an extent that it starts to panic. And Zainab radiallahu anha then falls off this camel and she suffers a miscarriage. She is wounded. She miscarries a child. Kinana is upset. Kinana says, any one of you come close to the camel and I will immediately shoot you with an arrow. Nonetheless, Kinana goes back to Makkah. Abul As bin Rabi is upset. And then later on, after some few days, then he manages to send Zainab radiallahu anha to Madinah Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets the news. He sends Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, his adopted son, and another Ansari to go to Batani Ajuj. It is Zainab coming, reaching you just now. You bring her along with you. They go, they meet Kinana. Zainab is brought to her beloved father, and she lives with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Abu As bin Rabi is still in Makkah. He's still a disbeliever. Can you imagine? Say, Badr, Uhud, Kharizan. Conquest of Makkah, Fateh Makkah. That's the time now. Abu As bin Rabi leaves on a business journey to Syria. And the people of Makkah, they had confidence in him. They invested a large amount of capital into his expedition. And on his return from Syria, the Muslim army was waiting. And they waylaid this caravan. They seized the merchandise in the caravan. Abu As managed to sneak his way through. And he turns up in Medina, and who does he meet? His wife, Zainab radiallahu anha. It's Fajr Salat. Imagine. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just finishes the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Fajr Salat, he just terminates, and suddenly he hears somebody shouting from the back. It was his daughter Zainab. And she comes out and she says, oh people, I've offered amnesty, sanctuary, to Abu As bin Rabi. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to the Sahaba. And he says, oh people, did you hear what I heard? They said, yes. I swear by the being in whose absolute control lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have absolutely no idea about this until I heard now what you heard. Bear in mind, the lowest ranking Muslim may offer sanctuary to anyone he or she pleases. In other words, Abu As bin Rabi was granted the amnesty. But Rasul goes to Zainab radiallahu anha. He says, my beloved daughter, you may honor him, you may give him amnesty and protection, but do not allow him to be intimate with you, because you are not halal for him. In other words, you are a Muslim, he is not halal for you. You are a believer, he is not a believer. And then Nabi Kareem tells the Sahaba, you are aware of Abu As bin Rabi's relationship with me, he's my son-in-law. If you feel appropriate, can we just return the goods to him? Otherwise, if you wish, then yes, we can all take this possession. It is the gift from Allah Ta'ala to us then. Sahaba then returned the possessions to Abu As bin Rabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu As bin Rabi is there, and he is then sent to Makkah. And he goes to Makkah, he gives back all the items and belongings of this caravan to the rightful owners. Thereafter, he leaves Makkah and he comes back to Medina and he brings Iman. Allahu Akbar. He becomes a Sahabi, becomes a believer. Rasulullah SAW reinstates the Nikah with Zainab radiallahu anha. And the Nikah, there's difference of opinion amongst the Fuqaha and the scholars where the new Nikah took place or the same Nikah and Nabi Kareem just reinstated it. Nonetheless, they are both living again, husband and wife. And the person who assassinated, or the person who was responsible for harming Zainab radiallahu anha and making her lose her child, Habbar ibn al-Aswad, regarding him it is mentioned that when Makkah was conquered, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pardoned him and he came forward and he also embraced Iman in Islam and he became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this was in short the story of Zainab radiallahu anha when she married Abu al-As bin Rabi'. Zainab radiallahu anha passed away, you see, around after the Hijrah and after Fatih Makkah. According to some scholars, she left behind two children, a son by the name of Ali and a daughter by the name of Umama. Remember this name, Umama. Regarding the son, some say he reached the age of understanding and he passed away. Rasulullah loved this granddaughter of his, Umama, and she was very attached to him, so much so that at times she used to climb his back whilst he was in Salah. And Rasulullah would lower her gently. On one occasion, Rasulullah received a gold necklace as a gift. And his wives were present at that time. Umama, little child, she's playing in one corner of the house with some sand. Rasulullah says, I've got this necklace and I'm going to give it now to the most beloved family member of mine. All those who are present, the wives definitely thought it's going to be Aisha radiallahu anha. Rasulullah, however, called Umama. He wiped her eyes with his blessed hands and then he placed the necklace around her neck. What a loving grandfather. When Fatima radiallahu anha passed away, Ali radiallahu anha married Umama. So before Ali radiallahu could be martyred, he wrote a bequest to Mughira bin Nawfal that he should marry Umama. So some scholars say, from this marriage between Mughira and Umama, a son by the name of Yahya was born. Other scholars say that Mughira had no children, and she passed away while she was married to Mughira. So this was the daughter of Zainab radiallahu anha, Umama. And we discussed today, Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand the beautiful seerah and understand the family and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we can also implement the beautiful teachings in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.